Gracious Father, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. In us as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need for now. Give us what we need to hear for now. Forgive us as we forgive those that's done us wrong. Amen, amen. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For at the end of the day, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. It all belongs to you. We could never take glory from you because it's all yours. In the first place, we thank you for it. Thank you for what you're going to say. We just yield. It's all we can do. We just yield right now. And so we bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Second Corinthians chapter 11. I take my time a little bit at the beginning. I move a little slower. Because sometimes I feel sorry for those people that turn the live stream off when they don't see Apostle. I know they do it. I know y'all. I know they do it. When they don't see him when they turn it off, I feel sorry for them tonight. Because the Lord told me to anoint your minds with advanced simplicity. The anointing in Isaiah 10, and we don't have to go turn there, but the anointing, we call it the burden removing, yoke destroying. Power of God. Well, sometimes we have misidentified the burden. And we have misidentified the yoke. And so we're asking God to move some things and not letting him move others. I said advanced simplicity. Everybody say advanced. Simplicity. Darius, if you want to put a title, Advanced Simplicity 101. Now, it almost doesn't seem like that phrase, he said it to me a couple of days ago, it almost seemed like it doesn't make sense. Because when something is advanced, well, you know the advanced classes. Yes. Remember the advanced classes in school? The advanced classes, you live further along than everybody else. You can handle more complicated things, seems like, right? Yeah. But he said advanced simplicity. When he said anoint you, I'm going to smear your minds with the advanced simplicity. I thought I was going to come out here and teach tonight. I thought I was going to come teach a lesson. He said, no, we're going to smear the mind. You know, when they anointed with oil, it was it's not this thing that we talk, we know we have this figurative oil. No, they were pouring it on them. Amen. They will smear you. They will pour oil on you until you were drenched. Forget your clothes. It's over with. To smear the mind with advanced, listen to me, simplicity. I want you to do your hand, say advanced. Advanced, you know you move forward. Advanced, but then simplicity. Do it again, say advanced, but simplicity. Many times we're trying to advance, but we don't have we never submit to the simplicity that is in Christ. Listen what I'm saying, just hear me, listen what I'm saying. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And he says something. He says, I'll read it verse 1 because I love to read context. Would to God you could bear with me a little folly and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. In other words, you're not having intercourse with any other thoughts.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not letting any other ideas get you pregnant. All right. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold your horses, hold the reins now. You're not letting anything else birth something through you. Now I'm going to be, we have to own up to it. Say, I'm going to own up to it tonight. Let me own up to a personal responsibility. Majority of things that we deal with in our lives are things that we were allowed to be birthed through us. whether we knew or not. Sometimes a decision that we didn't know what to make. Sometimes it looked like the right thing. That's what deception is, right? It looks like the right thing. That's what a lie is. It looks like the truth, but it's not really the truth. It feels good, but it ain't always good, right? Sometimes, so majority of the things, I almost want to say all of them, have been birthed through us because we allowed it to get complicated. Let me present you a chaste virgin of Christ, because I've espoused you to one husband. You know, Jesus is the groom. We the bride. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You know, that's the way the description is.
Yes.
So you ain't got no other old man. Again, you have no other spouse but Christ.
That's it.
So you have to be mindful about intercoursing with others. You have to be mindful about spending time with others. You got to be mindful about becoming one in the flesh, one with others. The two become one. We got to be mindful of what's trying to become one with us. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So smear your mind. Are y'all hearing me? To one husband.
Yes.
That they present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3. But I fear, this is Paul talking, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent, now he goes back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing it?
Yeah.
If you see it, say amen.
Amen.
He said, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Subtlety means it's not making a lot of noise. It's not, I'm the devil. Don't do that. No. The serpent, have you ever seen anybody ever walked up on a snake before? No, somebody said, no, thank God. It ain't an experience I want you to experience. I stepped on one when I was a kid. Just being barefoot out in the country, we doing whatever. But you don't never really see them out in the open. Even the noise they make ain't loud.
That's right.
Sound like you, huh? Psst, psst. When you whisper. Subtlety. Even the way that they move. It's a very subtle motion. It's not a lot. It ain't going to be a lot of feather shaking. Ain't going to be a lot of, you know, trees moving or nothing. It's subtle. You won't even know they're there.
That's right.
Come on.
We're talking about, we talked about, Apostle pointed out the lady, and she had a message about serpents in your soul. Some of you act like y'all ain't never heard it before. Ain't never heard it before? Yeah, Apostle talked to y'all about that, serpents in the soul. The serpents deep down, they burrowed holes in your soul. You don't even know. But last by any means, as the same way, the same time, the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So your minds, what are we smearing? What I'm smearing, anointing what? On your what? On your mind. Watch this. So your minds should be corrupted from what?
Simplicity.
Simplicity that is where?
In Christ.
So there's simplicity in Christ. Say it. There's simplicity in Christ. Say it again.
There's simplicity in Christ.
Come on, say it one more time.
There is simplicity in Christ.
Everything about Christ is simple.
Right.
Say that.
Everything about Christ is simple.
Everything that's in Christ is simple. Say that.
Everything that's in Christ is simple.
Now, if I get any complications, that means I'm outsider.
Yeah.
You know, they say, that's the phrase they like to use, we're having complications. Subtlety, so that your minds, your soul, your will, your intellect, your understanding, it be corrupted. I used to, sometimes we read the scripture and I would read it wrong. I would say deceive, but it's not deceive from the simplicity. It is corrupted.
That's good.
Yes. Do you understand what corruption is? When something is corrupted, it is spoiled.
Right.
I looked it up. When something is corrupted, watch this. This is why he told me. I wasn't waiting for this. I had a whole other plan. Then he said, smear them. He drenched their mind with simplicity. Drown the mind in the simplicity that is in Christ. I drown my mind in the simplicity that is in Christ so that nothing else can breathe in me. Listen to what I'm saying. It's a corruption. I hit it. Corruption means for something to be withered or shriveled up. And a lot of times, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, they say, where the kingdom of God? They say, low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is. But I can imagine that if the kingdom of God was within me, then there'd be more kingdom producing outside of me. But if it's not happening, maybe it's shriveled up. Maybe that understanding that was supposed to be blossoming and bearing fruit has shriveled up under the traditions of men that made the word of God of. It says, I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve. Whenever you see the serpent, think of the systems. Think of all those things around you that don't look like Christ. Amen. Listen, hold on. Listen, I'm not talking about this is not judgment like that. This is not behavior modification. This is not changing your hands. It's changing your heart. I read the scripture the other day. You remember the scripture? The preachers don't preach about it a lot because they don't really understand it. Some of y'all gonna come and say, Lord, Lord. He said, not the one that said, Lord, Lord. We prophesied in your name. Well, I thought prophecy was what we were looking for. He said, Lord, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. Lord, Lord, in your name we did all these mighty works, these wondrous works. He said, and I'm going to profess to them. I'm not just gonna say it. I'm going to profess it to them. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I said, well, Lord, when you read that scripture, you say, well, Lord, I didn't receive the prophecy before. Well, Lord, I was trying to prophesy, trying to cast out a demon. I thought those were the things we were supposed to aspire to. Depart from me. I never knew you. It hit me. I'm riding on the road the other morning, and it hit me kind of hard. It hit me a little harder than normal. I didn't even go over the scripture. Y'all done heard the scripture before. That's why the preachers don't preach too much, because they've been prophesying and casting out demons. Amen. They think they're doing the work of the Lord, prophesying and casting out demons and doing wondrous works. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity means the ones that just ain't keeping the law. Ain't keeping the law of life. Ain't letting the true law of life live through them. Are you telling me that I can do all these things and not be letting the law of life live through me? Jesus said there's going to be a bunch of them coming doing mighty words. They're going to say, they me. Don't believe them. He said, some of y'all looking for a sign. He said, you ain't going to get no sign. It hit me because they say, he says a heart change, not a hand change.
Yes, a heart change.
Yes, sir. He said it's for the heart to actually change and not just for behavior modification. Now, the thing that hit me hard about that and what's strong about that is their heart changes only between you and God. Only God and you know if their heart really changed. Ooh. And your ego can't talk you out of that. Your good deeds can't talk you out of that. That's why he listed those things. He didn't say, if I found you at the bar drinking all night. Or if I saw you in the club tricking, right? He didn't say, I'm going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me. He said the Holy Ghost. He said the ones we've been aspiring to do so we can say we're working for the Lord. I never knew you. Depart from me. Get out of here. So our minds had to be completely and totally and fully submitted to Christ and who he is. Not the idea of Christ. Not the modern church's explanation of Christ. No. There's got to be some dying going on. Can I get an amen? We don't shout for those. We don't shout for take up my cross. Deny yourself.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It's very, 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 very simple. But through the subtlety of your life, your bills and your relationships and your educations and your wants and your desires and your aspirations and your vision boards and I can do a 1,000 piece list of all the things that's subtly corrupting us from the simplicity that is in Christ. So for every problem, we got a prayer. I read like I wrote it. For every perceived problem, Donnell preached a message and said, what problem? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, what problem? We ran off and still was praying about our problems, though. I know y'all still confessing about your problems, still believing God for your problems to be eradicated. What problem? There ain't no problems. Amen. Say it, there ain't no problems.
Ain't no problem.
But I said, look, for every perceived problem, it says your eyes. Mm-hmm. Your eyes see a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Their eyes saw Jesus dying. That's why they all left and were sad.
Yeah.
Peter went back to fishing. All of them went back to the regular thing. They say, it's over, y'all. Because
yeah.
They perceived death and didn't see the resurrection that he had already told them about.
Come on now.
Your eyes. Say, my eyes. Come on, say it, my eyes. To perceive, for every perceived problem, watch this. We have a prayer and a principle. And so what we start doing is we're playing spiritual ping pong.
Yeah.
Problem come, we hit it back with a principle. Another problem come, we hit it back with a prayer. But the problem just keep on coming, don't it? And now you stuck in the game. Doing like this, when God's plan was for you to advance in simplicity. I didn't have you stuck at this table playing ping pong with the enemy. There is no reason that we can't be confessing and keep saying about the same thing. What in the world is that?
Come on.
Jesus talking. We ain't never read nothing about Jesus about talk to the man in the pool of Bethesda. They went off into the spirit. And he stayed with him and he went back and revisited him again next week. And he confessed it over and over again until he got up and walked. That ain't what that said.
Right.
He told that man, take up thy bed. And
that's right.
But before that, it was full of complication. He asked the man, what's going on? Well, I've been sitting out here for 30 something years. That's too long, y'all.
Yeah.
I've been sitting out here for all these years, and I got to, he said, watch the explanation. I can't go to John 5 because I don't want to get it. John 5 is complication. He started explaining. He said, well, I've been sitting out here, and every year, or every so often, an angel come down and trouble the waters, and then the first person that get in get healed, but I ain't got no man to put me in. How complicated is this?
Wow.
Sounds like our prayers. Prayers and excuses.
Yeah.
Full of damn complicated. And Jesus comes to simplify your complications.
Yes, sir.
All that stuff he said, Jesus didn't acknowledge it one time. I learned something about Jesus. Jesus wasn't understanding of what people were going through. They like to say he had sympathy. No, he had compassion.
Right.
It wasn't empathy or sympathy. I don't understand what you. No, I don't understand nothing. I see what you're saying, but I don't understand it. Take up your bed and Watch this, y'all. See the simple message don't stroke your ego.
Come on, sir.
The simple message, watch. It doesn't stroke your ego. So because it doesn't stroke your ego, you can't say that you did it.
That's good.
The enemy plays on our, it's the same trick. He plays on the same thing he played on at the beginning.
Right.
Well, we want to be like God. Well, I made you like God already. You're made in his image and his likeness. You were already made like God before this snake started talking to you.
Yes.
But I'm going to stroke your ego because I want to, you know, you want everybody wants to aspire for more.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be advanced, want to make progress. So I'm going to stroke that ego. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you something to make you think it's progress. You know, you eat from this tree, you'll be just like God. And so here we are, still This is Corinthians is after Jesus. After redemption. And he's still saying, I'm worried that y'all getting deceived by the serpent. He's still talking about 2023 too. Like today? Everybody say today?
Today.
Yeah, he's still talking about that today too.
Yes.
Your mind's corrupted from simplicity. It's such a simple statement to say, take up your bed and walk. There was no, was there another meeting? Didn't have another prayer meeting, did they? I'm trying to think of all the things. Did they sing a song? Gotta get the presence by the pool. In the name of the Lord. Get the presence by the pool. Usher in the presence by the pool. Was that written? It ain't in there, huh? Y'all read John 5. Y'all read it for yourself. It's not in there. I don't care what you're talking about with your complications. Take up your bed and
walk.
Now I'm talking to you right now.
Amen.
See how simple it is, brother? It's that simple, but we've been laying by the pool waiting for something else.
Yeah.
We've been laying by the pool waiting for the move of the Lord. Mm-hmm. When you are the move of the Lord,
right.
Move with the Lord. You're waiting for the moving of the waters when you need to move from the water. Out of thy belly shall flow. So the water moving.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Take up your bed. Could you get up and get from by that pool, please? Could you stand up and get out of that belief system? See, you, that's a belief system. He believes that if the angel come down and trouble the waters and I could beat everybody else in there.
Yeah.
I could be made whole. And he does not see no other way to be whole. Now, what Jesus sees is you're already whole, you just don't know it. So would you please, I think the way he says it sometimes, they didn't even expect him to say it that way. Take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
Jesus ain't say, oh, give me your bed, I'm gonna walk with you. No, you get up, take up your bed and walk.
Right.
Yeah. Then he come catch him again and say, now go and sin no more.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Simplicity. Everybody say simplicity.
Simplicity.
Come on, say it, simplicity.
Simplicity.
Come on, say it again, say simplicity.
Simplicity.
Matthew chapter 11, go quick. Oh. We got prayers and principles for every problem. We do, we got a list of them. This is a prayer for this. This is a prayer for that. God, dog, if you're dealing with 10 things, you got to pray 10 different prayers? And got to have faith for 10 different things. Well, we ain't gonna never move. We're never gonna be. Can I help you?
Yes.
You weren't sent down here to deal with issues.
That's true.
That's not your life's calling.
Wow.
Your life calling ain't to fight. Your life calling is not to. No, that's not. But we spend most of our life, and while we're fighting, we're deceived from flowing. We got to come to that conclusion. Say, my life ain't about fighting. Go ahead, say it.
My life ain't about fighting.
Come on, say, my life ain't all about fighting.
My life ain't all about fighting.
I know how to fight.
I know how to fight.
But my life ain't about fighting.
My life ain't about fighting.
That's it.
Glory to God. Got a prayer. Oh, I got to add another P. We got a prayer principle and a praise. For every perceived problem, there are no problems. In the beginning, God created problems and there was problems. Is that in there?
No.
So why is it in you?
Mm.
The Bible's a story about who you are. Yeah. So why if it ain't in there, why is it in you? What made you believe that?
Jesus.
Yeah, think about it. She look and say, what did make me believe that? What made me believe that? You know, fasting We talk about fasting in the scriptures. The fasting is ultimate simplicity. And we don't like fast because we like the emotions of our complications. We like the way complication makes us feel, but we don't know it's destroying us. Yeah. But it's really taking us and breaking us down to the simplest version of us. Because what you don't need a word, another word. You don't need another move. There is no other revival needed. Either you alive or you ain't. You revive something. How many times we got to revive you? How many do you need? I found out something about God on the low. Meek and lowly heart, you'll find rest for your soul. So I had to get low and I found it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. I found it on the low. He's not making a lot of noise. It's not a lot of the whatever you thought the moving of the Spirit was. He slipped right in your submission. I know it's even in singing sometimes. We have a good time, we clap and we da 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 da. But a lot of times it becomes emotional. And then you gotta wait for a while. Sometimes we get up there singing and we sing the same thing over and over again and get awkward, don't it? You ever feel like it was awkward in praise and worship? It get awkward, like they gonna move on right now. What song are we going to next? They keep saying, can you see the evidence? And they keep saying that same thing over and over again because we're staying in that spot so he can come on and do what he does. And then we have a real change, Ninas, versus an emotional change that wears off by the time we get to the car and now we arguing. God hid his will in simplicity. He hid it in a simple place. You know where he hid it? In you. Amen. That's the simplest place to hide the will of God. Right? Yes. Below here, low there. Everything got you looking for everything. Lay your hands on me. I need another book to read. Give me another devotional. Here, give me another. If I say it's simple, look at your neighbor and tell him it's simple.
It's simple.
Jesus was a simplifier, which turned him into an amplifier. Jesus would simplify things so much that they was like, we don't know what you're talking about. And so we called it a mystery. Mm. It ain't really a mystery. If you're speaking another language and somebody's speaking a language that you don't know, then what they're saying is a, come on, answer me, y'all. Come on. You speak English and somebody comes speaking, you pick a language that you don't speak, but they can talk to you and they can tell you everything. They can tell you they got $1 billion for you somewhere. They can tell you I dropped off this car and it's paid for already. They can do all these wonderful things, but to you it's a, only because you don't know the language though.
Right.
It's only because you don't know the language. Well, shoot, today you can get on Google Translate and just listen to what they're saying and hear, oh, there's a car over there? Okay. All these things will be. But see, seek first the kingdom of God becomes a mystery to you because you've been seeking the things. It's only because you know another language. That's it. It's only because I've been living off of that language and not off of his. Wow. There's a simple language. Even other languages other than English, English is one of the youngest languages, and it is one of the most complicated. That's why you got there, and there. Mm-hmm. Why we got three there's? Like, why? You can name a bunch of words, so and so. Blue and blue. Yeah. Why do we got all these words that sound the same? There are some words in the language that Jesus spoke. I ain't got time to get over here. There's some words in Aramaic and Hebrew that they ain't even got no translation for it in English. because it was straight to the point. What do you mean, you and God? There was nothing else but you and God. Like there was never a separation.
Right.
When Jesus said, when you see me, you see the
Father.
Yeah, there's never any separation.
Amen.
And he's trying to tell you, when you see me, you see the Father. And whose image are you made in?
Yes.
That means you're going to see yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Everybody say it's simple.
It's simple.
Come on, say it again. Say it's simple.
It's simple.
Come on, say it's simple.
It's simple.
Now, what you're going to have to do when you leave here is allow your life to get simple.
Thank you, Lord.
And allow the Holy Spirit to show you those simple things that you've been overlooking.
Thank you.
He gets us complicated in the movement of the motion of the system. And so we get so complicated. And they come out with a new one. Then they got another one. Now you want to go get that one. And they got another, you're going to get that one. And it's not that you can't have that one, but you need to simplify it so that comes to you.
Yeah.
This is what Matthew 6:33, I'll get there in a minute. This is what Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these will be added well. That sounds simple, don't it?
Yeah.
All right, think about all the stuff you're going to try to get. Just real quick. Go ahead. No, don't get spiritual right now. I don't want nothing anymore. No. Nope. Some of y'all going to work in the morning to go get money to take care of something that you want to preserve. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You got some bill. It's the 20th. Today the 20th. I know some bills coming up. Y'all already know what time it is. And you thinking about how. You might not be stressing about it, but you thinking. Now, what if you didn't have to think about it? Okay, question though. What if you hadn't think about it? Amen, hallelujah. Well, what would you be thinking about? Okay, all right, come on, y'all gotta. If you didn't have to think about those things, then what would your mind be free to think about? Yeah, hold on, y'all. All right, everybody say, ooh, we see the trick. Didn't we see? Can we find a trick? We find a trick. See, it's got my mind corrupted.
Yes, that's good.
Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta get with me. I got my mind corrupted and complicated. Got my mind occupied on these, and I can't even see what God is saying to me right now.
That's good.
And it's not that he's not talking. The flow is always flowing, but I can't hear him because I'm over consumed with other voices. And then I'm talking cute, and I'm talking to God about helping me fix what these voices are telling me. All them other voices, all them other needs, all them other wants, all them other desires. We're going to tell them something real quick. You ready? We're going to yell it out real loud. We're going to tell them something real quick, Dre. You ready? We're going to tell them real loud. We're going to tell them, shut up. Let's say it real loud. Everybody say, shut up.
Shut up.
Sometimes don't go off in the prayer until it shut up. The demon started talking. Remember, the demon said, he said, no, close your mouth. Jesus started talking to him. Hold your peace. Shut up. I don't need you talking. This is not your place to talk. You have no voice in this situation. You have no voice in this situation. Y'all better start telling. You have no voice in this situation.
You have no voice in this situation.
You have no voice in my life.
You have no voice.
Say it. We're letting too many things speak into us. And they're speaking things into existence. All the advertising, marketing, they're speaking want into existence in you.
Yes.
Faith comes by.
Yes.
It's simplicity though. It's somebody always talking down to you. Well, it's simple. And now my feelings hurt. I feel depressed because they always talking down. Could you stop talking to them, please?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, say amen. Oh, glory, say amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Freedom. Freedom. Could you please hang that up? You simplify, you realize what you really got. Oh, this is a little rhyme. Simplify exposes the lie. not only will it expose it, it'll uproot it. Matthew chapter 11, 29. That's 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you.
Rest.
I can't hear you. I will give you.
Rest.
Labor, heavy laden, that sounds confusing, complicated, heavy, working hard with your prayers. And I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This is Jesus talking. He says, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find. That rest I said I was going to give you, you're going to find it. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That rest I said I was going to give you, you're going to find it. Whoa, 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 whoa. That rest that I said I was going to give you, you're going to find it. Well, hold on. If he said you're going to find it, he, what he really trying to tell you, you got it already. I'm giving you the pathway to the rest that's already in you. So here's what you do. Take my yoke upon you. See, because the anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying.
Right.
That must be another person's yoke. If you go into the, I don't have the time to go in there when you're reading Isaiah, he's talking about the yoke of the Assyrians at the time. He said they were on them. So when they were talking about the yoke should be destroyed because of the anointing, he was trying to say this is what's going to happen to the people that's trying to oppress you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to complicate your life. So there's a yoke, but you're wearing the wrong one. Whew. There's a yoke you must wear,
yes.
But you've been wearing the wrong one.
Yes.
So because you've been wearing the wrong yoke, watch this. When I heard the word yoke and I wrote it down, he said the yoke indicates alignment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody say alignment.
Alignment.
When I take on his yoke, then I'm aligned with the way that he walks. If you're familiar with a yoke, we're not talking about yoke like in the inside of an egg. For those that's watching and ain't church that much, we're not talking about the little yellow thing inside of it. We ain't talking about the yoke.
No.
We don't deal with yokes too much right now because we advance. We got technology.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is the yoke.
Hmm.
Somebody say, we're gonna show that God strong. Boy, you ain't look outside and saw them trees? You ain't breathe today?
Right.
Boy, God's strong without you showing anything.
Right.
The song was a powerful Sunday. Can't you see the evidence?
Yes.
Look around, look around.
Yes.
Sometimes it's simply looking around.
Yes.
Sometimes it's simply looking around at what's going on so you don't be overconsumed with what you think is going on.
Yeah.
Come on, breathe. That's God. That's God. That's God. That's God. That's more important than your bills. Believe me, if they could have done it, they'd have put that. They'd have made that a utility. Y'all know that. They can't do it. They can't control it because Jesus told them in John 3 how they can't control it. Where the wind blow it and the water, y'all can't. Y'all don't tell where it's at. You must be born again. What are you trying to tell you? You better understand what's going on around here. You better understand what your true wealth is. Then when you the kingdom of God is within you. Woo! You realize all these things that can't breathe will be added. Take my yoke upon you, alignment. Everybody say alignment.
Alignment.
Take my yoke. The yoke was what they put on the oxen when they plow in the fields. Now we don't plow fields no more. We buy our vegetables from the store. And then if we don't learn how to plant nothing, we'll be their slaves, waiting for them to give us food. Y'all ain't think that was a spiritual move, would it? You ain't think going out there and learn how to plant something is a spiritual move with a word from the Lord. But Jesus says, the kingdom of God is if a man should cast He ain't talking about no supernatural seed. He's talking about literal seed in the ground. The kingdom of God is to have a man to cast
seed.
How much ground you saw today? And you overlooked it because you're on the pavement. I took my shoes off the other day. And started walking in the grass some. Barefoot, we was doing it small. Mm-hmm. We didn't got all sadiddy.
Yeah.
They call it grounding. Sometimes it's the ground touching the ground.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Ew, I don't get my feet there. Okay, cool. You have your reward. You line them up. You line them with the yoke. I put they will put the smaller untrained oxen with the oxen that already knows how to plow the row.
Yeah.
And so I put the two yoke on it. So he's got to walk in this way.
Yes.
Now when you put the yoke on, you have no choice.
Right.
Because who's walking stronger, you or Jesus? Listen to what I'm trying to say. Who's got more strength in the direction? You or Jesus? All right. All right. Who really knows where they're going more? You or Jesus? Watch this. So when I put the yoke on you, I'm trying to show you how to walk. I'm trying to show you how to plow. I'm trying to show you who you are. And I'm trying to show you what direction you're supposed to be going in. I'm trying to show you the ability that's on the inside of you. But I can't do it. I can't force my yoke upon you. You got to. Take it. Everybody say take it.
Take.
Come on, say it. Say take it.
Take it.
When I take something.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
I've grabbed it and I put it on me on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't ask for the Spirit to fall on me.
That's good.
Rain on me. No rain on me. Take it. Shoot the water hose right at me. Take it.
Take it.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me. Now, once you take the yoke upon you, the learning of him will be easy. The learning will be automatic. The learning is inside the yoke. When he takes the yoke and put it on you, whatever way he moving, that's the way you're going to move. So whatever way he walks, if he turns around and go this way, you're going to be learning which ways to go. Automatically, because you got the yoke on. Right? See, we skip the complications of trying to learn everything. That's the knowledge of good and evil. So we skip the complications of trying to learn everything. We feel like we got to know it all, don't we? Yeah, every problem, every perceived problem, there's a prayer, a principle, and a praise. And we got to know all of them. Take the yoke. Everybody say, take the yoke.
Take the yoke.
And learn of me. What are you learning? Because I am. We don't need to go to meek and lowly yet. Just for I am. Come on, say for I am. Wow, that's enough. That's enough. Jesus has to overtalk sometimes. He got to overtalk sometimes. He got to overexplain because we overcomplicate it in our minds. He's really saying the simple things. For I am. Say it, I am.
I am.
For I am. That's enough. But we're gonna. I'm gonna make it so you can't misinterpret what I'm saying. Meek and lowly in heart. Meekness means I'm totally dependent on God. Whoa.
Yes,
whoa. Now if I ask you here, you say, yeah, I'm totally dependent on God. Are we? If I'm not, that's my meditation. There's no other meditation or prayer. It's that one. And ye shall find
rest
for your souls. Verse 30.
Yes.
You see it. Look at it. You see what it is.
Yes.
Easy go with simple. Simplify.
Yes.
Well, something simple. Well, that test was simple.
Yeah.
You can also take out simple and say that test was
easy.
For the yoke that he's telling you to take. It don't make things easy. Oh, thanks, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. He didn't say it makes your life easy. Because your life easy already. Y'all didn't hear me, huh? Did y'all hear me? No, y'all didn't hear me. Your life easy already. He said, the yoke make your life easy. No, the yoke is easy. And my burden is you're laboring and heavy laden. And you think you're going to find rest through that. One day I'm going to rest. Y'all come on, say, everybody say amen. I need to say amen because I know we got to acknowledge it. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
There's nothing simpler than a seed. Watch how simple that is. Ain't nothing more simple than a seed.
Oh.
Can I break it down?
Yes.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
Your complicated self right now came from a seed. All your worries and fears and anxiety, and I'm depressed, and I'm all these things. But you came from this complex version that you are. Came from a
seed.
Seems like we need to go back to the simplicity of the seed to see what we made of. Because they done made us something else. All the identity crisis and the gender this and gender that. And I think I'm this and I think I'm that. And I love this and I love that. All that craziness comes from a complication that was implanted. Somebody else, he says, the sower, and then he says, and when he go to sleep, the enemy come and sow tares. See, the enemy knows the system. Oh, he been around seed time and harvest longer than you have. So while you trying to pray for something, he's sowing seeds. Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He understands the simplicity of it. And you don't understand what's simply happening to you. Listen, we don't understand what's simply happening to us. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. Say Matthew chapter 5, we call it the Beatitudes. You know the Beatitudes? That's what they named it. Jesus ain't said, here are the Beatitudes. He didn't say that. Okay, so that's what the people named it. They wrote it.
Yes.
All right, you really just need to stop trying to figure out what the name of it is and be it.
Yeah.
Amen. When he says, I can't go there. When he says John 1, he says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He was simplifying. Because see, you think you need a word from God, but the word is God.
Amen.
So if the word is God, when it's get there, God and the word there at the same time. Listen, so in the beginning, I didn't make that up. Yes, it's deep. It ain't deep because it's John 1. In the beginning was the word. The word, John 1, go. I got to show it because John 1, put it on the screen, please. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. If you jump down to where verse 14, I think it is. Come on, verse 14. Come on, and the word, that same word that is God and is with God, was made flesh and then Jesus says again, when you see me, you
see the Father.
It get crazy though. It get kind of crazy. You want to know how it get kind of crazy? Because he starts saying, when you see me, you see the Father, right? Woo, we praise the Lord for that. We know Jesus and God are the God one.
Right.
And Jesus is God in the flesh. We quick to preach that. But then he starts saying, I'm in you and you in me.
Yeah.
I'm in the Father and the Father in me. What that mean? You one too. John 17, he starts praying. His last prayer. He said, I pray that they be one as we are. Are y'all understanding? He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also. And see, it get hectic now. It get real now because we you know he God in the flesh, but we don't believe we. I ain't make it up. Jesus said that. Y'all go read it. Jesus said in John, I'm in you. I'm in the Father.
Yeah.
Come on, basic. What is it? Algebra? A equals C.
Yes.
And C equals B. That means A equals B. Yeah. Come on, y'all to keep up with me now. Come on, come on. Now I'm going to go the other way because y'all like A, B, C. A equals B. And B equals C.
Right.
Then A and C are equal.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes.
Come on, everybody say amen.
Yeah.
Come on, we're going to do a little math class. All right, come on, we got to do it again. I know I got to do it again. Okay, I got to do it again. All right, all right. All right, it's an advanced class. I got to do it again. A equals B. It's so simple, ain't it? Ain't it so simple? A, B, C, A, A, B, C. A, B, C. So I'm just using the first three letters. How simple it is. One plus one is, watch this, 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 this. A equals B. And B equals C. Then that means A equals
C.
We got it, right? Everybody say amen. Give yourself a round of applause for passing algebra point two. All right, watch me. That's how simple it is. The devil got you in calculus. And you ain't never gonna use it. Y'all know some of them subjects in school, you ain't never used a tap of that. Some people use it, but you ain't used it. Pi, what's the square root of pi? No, you ain't never, all you think about cutting the pie. You ain't never used none of that. So put the stuff in your curriculum that you ain't gonna use. And it's taking up your hard drive. It's taking up your data. It's taking up your, they call it random. The computers have what they call RAM. It's called random access memory. Watch this. That random access memory is not really something that you can store. Your random access memory will be your subconscious. Watch me. Watch me. And it'll be the thing that powers the thing that you're trying to work on. You know, I roll right there. So we'll be on the computer and I'm clicking, the computer gets slow. It's because I'm low on RAM. My RAM taking up, and if you go look at it, I'm trying to make it simple for everybody, because some people, we're not taking the computer, watch this, real simple. Then you go look at it, try to clean it up, they get a little bar, and they say other.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. You try to clean up, they say, well, they got too many videos, too many documents, too many this, and then there's a space up there that's taking up so much space in the hard drive called other, and can't nobody explain what other is. I got an Apple computer, I call the Apple people, and nobody could ever explain to me what other is. I don't even know how to get to other in the computer. Listen, so you can't get the mic, you can't get to other in the computer. They don't want you to get to other, because if you got the other, you wouldn't need to buy a new one. You ain't got to spend your money with them. So they're trying to hide other. I almost had a picture to put on screen. They're trying to hide other that's taking up all your space and won't tell you how to get there. But the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. There's some other that's taking up your hard drive space. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with your processing. Ain't nothing wrong with your speed or your power, but other is slowing you down. So when I submit to simplicity, I allow submission. I submit to the Spirit of God. I submit to Christ in me. All right, I'm submitting to Christ in me. Then he goes down in there and find out what that other is. See, sometimes that other is what they told you when you was little. Sometimes that other is I don't even use this phrase because I don't like to use it because I don't believe it's real. Talk about generational curses. They got you believing in it now, so you generationally curse. That ain't real. I am a child of God. I am made in his image and in his likeness. This is my generation. There is no other generating a power in me. It's only God. Everybody say it's only God.
It's only God. That's
right. Hallelujah. That's right.
But that other, y'all sit down. Amen. That other, they done told you something. Somebody did you something wrong when you was younger. Somebody messed over. You wasn't supposed to be messed over. Thank you, swag. Put the picture on the screen. That's how we be looking sometimes. If they, the yellow part be videos, and then they got this big gray space. Ain't it gray?
Yeah.
It's gray on there. They don't even want to put a color because they don't even want you to look at it. They just want you to acknowledge, well, there's other. I need to go buy another one. Because something is wrong with the one you got. Ain't nothing wrong with the one you got.
Yes, right.
Oh, the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Your mind on the inside of you. The mind that God gave you. There is nothing wrong with the one that you got. You just gotta let the spirit go down and clear out the other. And look, it's the simplicity of clearing out the other. Listen, the simplicity of clearing out the other is submitting to the Spirit of God on the inside of you. It's submission. See, we think it's confession. No, it's submission. See, I said advanced simplicity. Because this is I submit. When I put my hands like this, I'm just receiving. I'm just yielding to whatever it is. I know when I lift my hands in worship, I'm yielding.
Yes.
I'm not reaching to touch nobody.
Right.
Because the one that we're talking about is on the inside already.
Yes, sir.
Other. All that other.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Enemy going to be mad. I'm letting y'all know now. He'll be mad because we exposed the other. There's some other thoughts occupying your mentality. This is why we can hear the word and we believe it, but then we don't stick with it sometimes because we have too much. I'm a red word guy. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, amen. So y'all already know what time it is. And so I drown in the red. The Bible is a story about you. The whole thing is amazing. But Jesus tells you who you are in the story.
Yes.
You find yourself.
Yes.
You find yourself. It's simple. You sit right there. You sit right there, but you won't go to your seat. Simplicity. Everybody say simplicity. See, it's right there, but you won't go to your seat. He says, in Matthew 6, he says, he goes in, he says, take no thought. What you gonna eat, what you drink, what you gonna put on?
Right.
Golly, that's all the stuff.
That's right.
Right? All right, don't take the thought, take the yoke.
Yes.
You have to take the yoke. You have to concentratedly take the yoke and put it on you.
Yes.
You have to take the yoke, you gotta get down.
Yes.
You don't put a yoke on standing up, you gotta bend over and let the thing run on.
Yeah.
I want y'all to give y'all a little work to go do in your study time. Mark 10:21, talk about the rich young ruler. He was complicated. Go sell what you have. Give it to the poor. He said, look what he's telling. Watch this. What he's telling. He said, one thing you're lacking. How many?
One.
Oh, well, I thought we had to get all these things together in order to be in the will of God. One thing you're lacking.
One thing.
I know you observed all the commandments. One thing you're lacking. So go sell all that complicated stuff you got. Give it to the poor, and then you'll have treasures in heaven. Y'all think about heaven somewhere else. Treasures in, okay.
Yeah.
You'll find the treasure that's, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Where your heart is where your treasure is.
Yeah.
Luke 10:40, you ain't got to go to Mary and Martha. Complicated. You're cumbered about much serving.
Yeah.
But Mary's, one thing is needful. And Mary chose that good thing. What's that good thing? Sitting at Jesus' feet. How long do we sit at Jesus' feet? Do we pray more than we sit at Jesus' feet? Do we confess more and affirm more than sit there and just see what the man is saying to me about me? Yeah, yeah, your answer is yes. Everybody say yes real quick.
Yes.
Just go ahead and say yes.
Yes.
Because we haven't been a condition to just sit down.
Yeah.
Would you sit down, please? You'll be walking around talking. Sit down. Sit at his feet. And maybe you'll receive something. If you sit at his feet, maybe he can put his yoke on you. John 5, the pool of Bethesda. This is complicated. He said, take up your bed and walk. All right? If y'all go read the story, I got to do it real quick. Y'all go read the story about Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. He tells Abraham, get out from your family, from your kindred. And then he took Lot with him. Complicated. And Jesus ain't talked to him, God ain't talked to him again until he got Lot away from him. And if you look between 13 and 15, all of them, it's so much complicated. He went through a wall, somebody tried to take his old lady. All kind of stuff was happening just because you took complication with you. And the word Lot means veil, like something covering you. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 6, put it on the screen real quick. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Come on, real quick. I got a minute left. Come on, verse 8. And I keep pushing this. I keep saying this. I'm only saying it because Jesus said it. I'm not making this up. He the one that said pray like this. He the one that said when you pray, pray like this. Every time you see prayer in the Bible, he talking about this. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. They complicated. For your Father knows what you have, things you have need of before you ask him. Verse 9. Read it. Ready, read. After this manner, therefore, pray you. Our Father which art in heaven. Come on. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? In earth as it is in heaven. Come on, keep reading. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, some of y'all are going to stay complicated because that prayer is not complicated enough for you. And you won't simplify enough to just pray that. Amen. Amen.